Welcome to Bark. Calls may be recorded for training and quality purposes. If you'd like to find out more about how Bark.com works, please press 1. If you would like to discuss an existing Bark seller account, please press 2. If you're looking for a local service professional, please press 3. Or for anything else, please press 4. Welcome to Bark. Calls...
Hello, you've come through to Bark.com. This is Kim speaking. How can I help?
Hi, this is Nick. I am calling from Hoffman, Missouri. Actually, I requested for a refund for like 3 leads, but I believe that I just got a refund for only 1.
Did you send that in via email?
No, I called in.
Okay, then it could be that the other ones were rejected.
But can I have a reason? Can you check that? Because, like, I've been tracking them, I was calling them, but there has been no response on emails or calls.
We do not return the credits back if they simply haven't responded to you. That does not fall within our credit return policy.
Okay, and so, like, there is no response, so that doesn't matter. Because that call was directly going on voicemails. There was no ring or anything like that.
Again, sir, that's not something that we return credits back for. What were the names of the leads?
One was, let me just open it one, just give me a minute. Yeah, one was Tanvi, one was Leah, another one was Stephanie.
Okay, yeah, I can see that here. The credits for Leia have been returned to you.
Yeah.
And the one for Tanvi was rejected. So, unfortunately, we will not be able to return the credits back for that lead.
Okay, and for Stephanie?
And then the other one was Stephanie. That's also been rejected, sir. Sorry.
Is there a reason that they have mentioned or they just rejected?
If we cannot verify the issue of your claim, and first of all, let me just reiterate that we do not return credits back for leads that simply have not responded to you. We do not control that. It's not something that we investigate or return credits back for. For any other reason, it will be subject to whether or not you have provided evidence or we can verify the issue. If we can't verify the issue, it does not fall within our credit return policy. We can't return the credits back for it. So I would recommend in future, if you are requesting a credit return, first of all, make sure that it's within our credit return policy. And if you have evidence, attach it to the email because you would be a lot more likely to get the credits returned that way because you are providing evidence. Okay?
Sure. No problem. Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome. Have a lovely rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Bye.